My name is John Erling, and today's date is April 20th, 2013. Frank, would you state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age, please?
Yes. Frank Keating, 210-44. I'm 69 years old.
Where are we recording this interview?
At 2121 South Yorktown in Tulsa.
Here in the community room of this fine facility.
It happens to be the place where my mother-in-law, Kathy's mother, Frances Chandler, lives, so we have a free room.
Where were you born?
I was born in St. Louis, Missouri. My mother and dad were, like my wife and me, accidental meeters, if that were a word. Dad was the son of a businessman in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My mother was the daughter of a banker in Salem, Illinois. Dad was, of course, during the Depression, on his way to a job in Salem, Illinois for Frick Reed Supply Company, an oil well supply company. He was having dinner at the hotel, the Park Hotel in Salem, and he noticed this really cute girl and her appear to be brothers or colleagues or friends, and he said, I like this town. I wonder who that girl is, and it turned out to be my mother. So they met later and were engaged and were married. So Pennsylvania father, a Illinois mother, moved to Tulsa in 1945. I was 6 months old.
Why did they move to Tulsa?
Well, everybody in those days, Dad used to laugh. The Okies left and went to California, and all the Easterners came in to work in the energy business. So Dad founded a drilling business, and he was a drilling contractor in Tulsa and a very involved, very active civic leader for many, many years on a volunteer basis. They came for the purpose of the energy business, as so many people did.
Your mother's name?
My mother was Mary Ann Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. Her father owned the National Bank in Salem, Illinois, Salem National Bank. In the Depression, there was not a banker on the banking committee of the U.S. House, and he ran at large, elected by the entire state of Illinois. During the Depression, was elected, served one term in the U.S. House, did not run again, went back and saved his town and saved his bank. But he felt it was important for every citizen to play some role in public life and public policy. So that was my mother's dad. Dad's father, in 1900, with two other men, bought a company called the Grogan Company in Pittsburgh. Bailey Banks and Biddle in Philadelphia and the Tiffany's in New York were the largest jewelers in the United States. Grogan in Pittsburgh. That's where all the money was. Steel, aluminum, Heinz, oil, you know, the Titusville, the first oil well. So Grandpa was a real scholar in crystal and silver. He was the owner of this company. He bought it himself in 1917, and they only sold sterling silver. So one of my hobbies is going on eBay, and I find beautiful sterling Grogan pieces, and I buy them to the extent I can afford them, and I bet I have hundreds of them. So I could open a Grogan company today because of Grandpa's pieces. But he was in the jewelry business, and my other grandfather was in the banking business. But Grandpa Keating was, like my father, very much a volunteer head of the state prisons in Pennsylvania, the chairman of the prisons, and was very active in civic affairs in the town.
And your father's name?
Anthony F. Keating, Tony right. Keating.
Your mother's personality, what was she like?
She went to Northwestern in Evanston, Illinois. She was a member of Kappa Alpha Theta. She was a very smart lady. I was always very much in awe of her because she was intellectually extremely capable. She was very frail physically. She died when she was only 66. She had rheumatoid arthritis badly, and it was just an enervating illness. But my mother was an example of how wonderfully America's done, because she graduated from high school, went to Northwestern University, got a degree in criminology, of all things, in the 30s, and taught the fifth and sixth grades. My wife, Kathy, graduated from Edison High School in Tulsa, went to the University of Oklahoma, and her mother told her, if you marry a bum, you'd better be a nurse or a teacher because you won't be able to find any other kind of job. So she became a special and elementary teacher. And yet our daughters, we have three children, but our daughters, one got a degree at Southern Methodist and became a lobbyist for the U.S. Chamber. And the other daughter got a degree at the University of Virginia and then came back to OU and got a law degree. Now, think about that. Two generations ago, women could not be lobbyists or lawyers. So I think it's just wonderful that a woman today can achieve what they did. But my mother was frustrated. She didn't like to be in the kitchen, and she didn't like housely, wifely things. And she was frustrated because she was not able to use her talent.
Your father's personality, what was he like?
Keating is an Irish name. His dad was Catholic, although his mother was a righteous Presbyterian from Cheltenham, north of Philadelphia. So he had a little mix of everything. But dad was just very gregarious. He used to laugh that he told Gifford Parker, who was the founder of Parker Drilling Company in Tulsa, he said, you know, Gifford, I was the only roughneck on a drilling rig with a college degree. I guarantee you I was the only one. But I was a milkman. I worked in a steel mill, dad said. Anything, because there was no room for him in my grandfather's business, the jewelry business. So dad basically did everything and ultimately ending up in Tulsa as a drilling contractor.
What did you draw from your parents?
Dad was a person who worked hard, but he used to call himself the head of the dry hole drilling company. Because whenever he drilled a well for somebody else, it was a producing well. Whenever he drilled it for himself, it was a dry hole. So when he passed away, he was very modestly fixed. My mother had died years before, so dad really didn't leave anything. But he was an extraordinary, hardworking person for charity. For example, the stud horse note signers to build Gilcrease Museum, to keep Gilcrease collection in Tulsa, dad was one of the men who signed that personal note to convince the city that they ought to buy the collection. And if the city didn't buy the collection, dad said, I didn't have the money to pay my pro rata share of the note. I never had a chance to tell him, but wouldn't it have been great if you had a multi-billion dollar art collection that you owned a portion of? That wouldn't have been too bad. Then he was chairman of Philbrook, and he was on the National Board of the Boy Scouts, the head of the council here. Twice he was the general chairman and president of the United Way, the Arthritis Foundation, president of Southern Hills Country Club. I mean, there wasn't the Tulsa Club. There wasn't an entity, business, and philanthropic in Tulsa that he wasn't extremely active in, if not the leader of, and yet financially he was not in a position to give a great deal of money, which I really admired, because it's easy to write a check. It's quite something else to go out and try to encourage other people to get involved in philanthropy. Salvation Army is a good example. He was 45 years an active volunteer in the Salvation Army on the advisory board here in Tulsa, and I think that's extraordinary. A Catholic in those days was not involved in the Salvation Army.
So you obviously drew the example of public service that had to be pressed in your mind because you've been in public service so many years, drawing from him.
That's right. My mother was a discipline student. She was in the Shakespeare Club here in Tulsa, for example. So my love of literature, and I've written 4 award-winning children's books for major publishers, Harcourt, Simon & Schuster, a 5th one is coming out about a year on Abraham Lincoln. But I think my mother's scholarship, my mother's writing and discipline as a student was important. And dad, I think, he felt public service was an obligation. He served on the city commission here. When Dewey Bartlett was governor, was on the state highway commission. You name it, he was involved in civic affairs. And that was, to him, what people do. That's an obligation of citizenship. But a combination of his love of the English language, his business focus, his political focus, it was not sordid to be in public life, in his view. And it was an obligation of citizenship in a free society, but also his interest in philanthropy. That clearly motivated my way of thinking as a citizen myself.
Your family, brothers, sisters?
We have in the family 3 boys. My mother and dad had 3 of us. My older brother, Martin, who lives in Tulsa, who, by the way, wrote a novel on terrorism that was very, very well done. My twin brother, Daniel, is a banker, a financial services professional. And he writes a column for the Tulsa Beacon, the conservative newspaper here. And it's interesting, you know, I do the children's books. They do things that are serious. I'm not smart enough to write anything that's serious. So, I mean, you know, all of us got our college degrees. All of us have advanced degrees. Martin has a law degree. I have a law degree. And Brother Dan got a master's in finance.